For Krimo Media in Johannesburg, I'm Thabi Madiba, making headlines. Former Tshwane Mayor Stevens Mokgalapa quits DA. Agrisi granted bail by the High Court. And VBS liquidators start reconciling large claims from depositors. Former City of Tshwane Mayor Stevens Mokgalapa, who resigned from the capital city's top post earlier this year following a sex scandal, has now resigned from the Democratic Alliance. DA Gauteng Provincial Chairperson Mike Moretti said the DA wished Mokgalapa success in his future endeavours, whatever they may be. In February, the DA summoned Mokgalapa to a disciplinary hearing to explain statements he made in a purported sex audio recording widely circulated last year. In the recording, Mokgalapa could be heard bad-mouthing senior municipal officials and his colleagues in the political arena. Severely ill former Busasa Chief Operations Officer Angelo Agrisi was granted bail on appeal by the South Gauteng High Court on Friday. The court held that the Palm Ridge Specialized Commercial Crimes Unit had misdirected itself in law and in fact when it denied Agrisi bail on October 14th after state prosecutors argued that he was a flight risk. The Independent Directorate of the National Prosecuting Authority has submitted that Agrisi had failed to honestly disclose his finances and the fact that he still held an Italian passport. It also told the court that he had purchased a home in the Tuscan town of Castel di Piano. The liquidator of VBS Mutual Bank has received all claims from depositors that were lodged against the defunct bank and has begun a reconciliation process, according to an update given by the South African Reserve Bank. This included claims exceeding the threshold of 100,000 rand, beyond which claims are guaranteed by the Reserve Bank. According to data given by the liquidator Anush Rupel, this included 171 claims from individual retail depositors with a cumulative value of 41.5 million rand and 240 claims from Stokvel Savings Group, burial societies and other entities to a total value of 20.5 million rand. It also included claims from municipalities who lost vast amounts of money after being manipulated into making deposits to VBS in breach of public finance rules. Rupel said this liquidators would communicate regularly with proven creditors to keep them updated on the liquidation process. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to download the Polity apps for iPhone and Android devices.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krimer Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.